President Obama is unveiling new regulations today to combat climate change. The president says the plan is as important to his legacy as the Affordable Care Act.
And the idea is to get states to switch to renewable energy. So let's get the details. Wyoming Public Media energy reporter Stephanie Joyce of Here and Now contributor Inside Energy is here. And Stephanie, this is a tougher version of the rules that were proposed by the EPA in 2012 and 14. So just start with the basics.
Certainly. As you mentioned, this targets the largest source of emissions, power plants. And the final rule aims to cut emissions from those plants 32% from 2005 levels by 2030. The aim is to shift us towards more renewables and away from coal and natural gas.
Well, of course, that's caused a lot of upset in coal-dependent states. Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky senator, the Republican majority leader, has been speaking out against the rules. Here he is last year on NBC News.
This is the single worst blow to Kentucky's economy in modern times. Nothing else even comes close to what this regulation will do to our state and its ability to compete.
And this spring, McConnell took the unusual step of writing a letter to state governors urging them not to comply with the rules. 14 states, including Kentucky, have already sued over this plan. So remind us of the controversy.
As you say, this really has been a showdown between the president and Republicans who've generally opposed limits on carbon emissions. It's been particularly controversial, obviously, in coal-producing states and also states that rely on coal to generate electricity. Critics say this is the federal government overstepping its authority, that it's going to raise electricity rates, it's going to kill the coal industry. I would expect a strong reaction from Republican lawmakers across the country today.
Well, you're based there in Wyoming. Now, the rules call for each state to be assigned a target for reducing its own carbon pollution from power plants. It allows states to create their own custom plans for doing so. It also has, you know, the old cap and trade, which we heard about. You can pollute, but then you have to accrue credits and like sort of pay for that pollution. So talk about Wyoming. How will it affect the people of Wyoming?
And Wyoming will definitely have to comply with those targets. Even bigger impact on Wyoming may be to its coal industry. Wyoming is the largest coal producer in the nation, and this rule means basically nothing good for Wyoming. It has the potential to shut down a large chunk of existing coal-fired power plants across the country, as well as freeze construction of new ones. And those power plants are the customers for Wyoming coal. And so if those plants get shut down, that means less revenue for the state, fewer jobs. Coal accounts for about 25% of the state's revenue. So it's really hard to overstate its importance to Wyoming. You're not going to hear a lot of people celebrating this rule in Wyoming today as a result.
Right. But what about, I mean, as we said earlier, it's to, the idea is to force these states and these, the industry, to go to more renewable energies and maybe transition through natural gas. So is there anything in these rules that might, you know, appease some of that criticism?
The final rules, we expect to see less of a transition to natural gas and more of a transition to renewables. There are a few small concessions to the critics, but overall, the rules structure is actually expected to strengthen those emissions targets that states are being asked to meet. The draft rule outlined a goal of reducing emissions 30% from 2005 levels. The final rule is aiming for 32%. Critics were concerned about reliability, about keeping the lights on. They said that shutting down coal-fired power plants too quickly could lead to blackouts and brownouts. And there is expected to be a safety valve in the final rule, as well as an extension of the compliance deadline from 2020 to 2022. But again, small concessions.
Well, you talk about safety valves. What about consumers? Are they going to notice anything? And does anything in this force them to be more conscious of their use?
I don't think it's overstating it to say that this will definitely be noticed by consumers. There are a variety of estimates for how this will affect rates. The EPA says that by 2030, this will actually result in a decrease in rates. But even more visible to consumers might be how this affects how they interact with their energy, because the plan increases the share of renewables. We'll likely see more deployment of some of the smart grid technologies that go hand in hand with renewables. Think smart meters, smart thermostats, smarter houses, just things that ask people to be more aware of their energy consumption.
Smarter people, smarter us, smarter about our consumption. And by the way, this comes as climate scientists say that because of rising greenhouse gas emissions, you know, the planet's moving toward a point of no return, a point where it cannot be helped. And so the administration is putting forward that thinking as well. Stephanie Joyce, energy and natural resources reporter at Wyoming Public Media and Inside Energy. This is just the beginning of our conversation about these new rules. We'll have you back to talk more. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.